Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? What's good? What's good? What's good? You're now rocking with none other than the True T with me, Genuine Collington. And tonight we're going to be joining the studio with none other than our co-host and the host for the week, none other than Switchblade Carter. Also, we have Shaharzad Carter, a.k.a. Miss Beautiful Carter. And you already know what it is. And tonight, we're going to dive into the madness of celebrities and regular folks alike. So right now, we're going to go into I Told You So from G-Pain. Let's go.
But when they see me, it's that's in hugs, but I know they're faking out. Oh, and all I need is just you and God right here in my life. Damn, I think that's right now. Everybody thought that we were not gonna last, and I told you so. Everybody thought that I was gonna get in debt, and I told you so. Then I'm a favorite nigga that would never leave you alone. And I told you so. And I told you so. I don't know why you don't understand that jealousy gets nowhere. Talking all this sin, never mind a nigga back, won't get you nowhere. But you want to break the touch. Some of them looking like they hate, another one looking like they wanna. You know I don't get down like that. Even if you was laying naked on the bed, I'd slap it again. I love my baby, that's my name. And you know that everything is just sound crazy to me. Oh, that's more than life, just to see my name. That's more than life. Let's get that kind of interest, this shit on down.
All right, that right there was none other than G Pain with I Told You So. And now let's welcome to the stage our host of the week, none other than Switchblade Carter.
What's going on, y'all? What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? So, as you know, this weekend right here was a very interesting week, may I add, and a lot of things had went down prior to, or what have you. And, you know, we're just going to dive in just a few things or whatever. We want to send our prayers out to Little Richard. They were saying a close friend of his was saying that basically he's just not doing well right now. But what tripped me out more so was not just the fact that he wasn't doing well, was the fact that about a week or so ago, well, you know how media takeout is. Sometimes they get it right, and sometimes they just, I don't know. And so they were saying that a very prominent person in the entertainment industry was suffering with full-blown AIDS, and that this person was going to end up being, like, gone in a matter of weeks, probably by the summertime. Then we find out that Little Richard is sick. Now,
okay.
I don't know. Do not write me and say, why are you saying he has AIDS? I didn't say that. I'm just saying that
it seems
a little bit of coincidence that the two happened primarily at the same time. Now, the biggest story was that a woman claimed that R&B singer Trey Songz sexually assaulted her.
Ain't he supposed to be gay too? Or bisexual or something?
Yeah, see, guess what?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
See, but okay. Yes, people were saying that he was gay. Some people say he was bisexual. But then
yeah,
they said that he was
bisexual. I heard the bisexual thing. So,
right.
But why is that a big deal? Why would it matter? Personally, I mean, he's making the money. He's bringing in the people, the talent, the females, mostly guys too. So it's like, what's the problem?
The problem with this is that people were up in arms that this guy here, all of a sudden, some girl came out and said that. It wasn't just some girl, first and foremost. You know, Mia Takeout is reporting that this girl had sex with him numerous times, okay? But on this occasion, on this occasion, it got rough. And she claimed that he forced her to have anal sex.
Ain't nobody can force you to enter the exit sign on the door.
You are so
I'm just
stupid.
Trying to. I hate. I'm just trying to say it real. Nobody can
but
force you to do that.
Listen, and this is the reason why. I know. Listen, y'all. I'm only reporting this bullshit because that's exactly what it is to me. Because did nobody tell you to, first of all, be all freaky dicky with dude or whatever. Nobody told you to sleep with dude. And then would make it worse. Nobody told you to let him go inside of the only way where it don't have no exit.
ain't nobody
I mean,
gonna
that's
force
what...
ain't nobody gonna force no Johnson through my exit unless I say so. You understand me?
Right.
It just can't happen.
Right.
It can't happen that way. She wanted it.
Right.
And then when he actually did it and got excited, then she wants to bail. You can't do that.
But see, this is the reason why I say, ladies and gents, seriously, please do me a big favor, okay? If you know that you're dealing with a freak in the bedroom or whatever, please, 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 on everything I love, stop messing with these freaky niggas. Because the only thing that's going on is you guys are going to be crying, raping some other shit because all of a sudden dude was going as rough as you wanted him to go. That's as rough as you're going to get. I'm just saying. You put it into, you know, the door of the never ending and what you expect to happen? It was supposed to feel good. Oh, this feels incredible. Shut the fuck up. Anyway. That's what I got to say to him. And then you have, they say that there's some shocking video that somebody released, a full sex tape of R&B singer Neo's wife getting freaked off by two women.
Nobody got time for what you talking about. All this fragmentariousness that's going on, and then this is what you come up with. Let me find something because I'm about sick of you. This is ridiculous. What is going on?
Hold on.
What?
Then you got. Let's give it up for the dicks of the day.
Where do you do that at? Where do you do that at?
Okay, the dicks of the day go to Old Navy. The company of Old Navy is coming under fire on Twitter of all places because, get this, they posted an ad of an interracial family.
Okay, wait. I thought you were going to say something really terrible.
Nah.
Nope. Okay, good night, everyone. Thanks for joining the show. This is really our session for the night. Thank you for coming through.
The thing is, who does that? Like, first of all, who told you to get all up in arms over a lovely couple? Who cares about the color? So anybody who cares about a color can suck my left nut. But anyway, now.
They probably can't find that because they're just so stupid.
Now, speaking of extreme fragonogamous, okay?
Okay.
The queen of, we're going to have a new segment on the show. And we're going to start giving out awards. Okay? The queen of Fragonymous goes to none other than Miss Lemonade herself, Beyonce.
Oh my goodness, why?
Oh, glad you asked. Beyonce wears a condom-inspired dress to the Met Gala. I wonder if she's trying to tell her husband something.
Inquiring minds need to know.
And I'm looking at the dress, and yes, it does look like a big old condom. So with that being the case, sources want to know, either did he give her something, or is she sick and tired of him having sex randomly with random chicks, and then coming home and having raw sex with her? I'm just saying, what do y'all think about this right now? What do you think about this right now? Call in right now. The lines are open. 929. Yes, 929-477-3273. Again, 929-477-3273.
Now, on that number, I can say keep calling in because, frankly, I don't know the damn numbers. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Thank you very much for telling me that. So
you are so welcome. That is why I wait for you to say it. I'm just saying. I don't know the number.
There it is.
It's a 9 and another 9.
Yeah.
Something. See?
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
There it goes.
Now, let's talk about some other unnecessary stuff. And again, I say this because half of the stuff I don't even want to talk about.
Exactly.
So I'm just saying.
So they're claiming. Did you see that they're saying that I'm guessing Tamar's hubby has lost weight or something?
I saw that. But they're saying that his arms, hands, and legs look skinny, but the rest of them look like a Teletubby. But anyway,
oh my God, that's how he looks. I mean, so he just has some molecular activity malfunctioning. Is that what it is?
I give a shut up with that bullshit. The nigga look like a Teletubby. He looked like Barney and the Teletubby put together. Only difference is, look, I'm going to tell you who he looks like now. He looks like Rick Ross now because Rick, stop losing weight. You look sick. Rick Ross looks like how Magic Johnson is supposed to look like. Anyway.
Okay, that's not, okay.
Okay. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
So what you going to talk about?
Speaking of the next fragadaga of the night, and if people want to know what I'm talking about, who cares? It looks like rumors are circulating more than Oprah's stomach, these full Weight Watchers. Rumors are circulating that Mary J. Blige finally dumped her longtime husband, Kendall. Okay, first and foremost, I would dump him just because his name is Kendall, but whatever. Go ahead. What you want to say about that?
Who really cares? All right, sorry.
Thank you. There it is right there. And it looks, yeah. I mean, here's my thing. I'm sorry, but it should, okay. She was spotted up with one of her girls at Posh in L.A. And she was, when we looked at her finger, she wasn't wearing her wedding ring.
Right.
And, I mean, hey, maybe she's tired of doing it after 30 years. That's what they're saying right now. You know?
Wow, really?
Okay. I mean, here's my thing, though. Here's my thing with this.
Okay.
If that is the truth, then all I can say is good. Because guess what?
The moment
that she gets to a really horrible place and she saw mad and depressed, that's when she needs to break out the album.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Because we all know for a fact when she was all happy and in love, ain't nobody want to check her for her no happy go lucky Mary. No, nigga, we looking for 7 days. No, we looking for that Mary. We're looking for the Mary who was just trying to lead that ass home. You feel I me? Mean? We don't want happy Mary. What do y'all think about it? 929-477-3273. The lines are still open. I don't know why I said it like that.
Because
but,
you're an idiot.
Okay.
But anyway, on other news that opens.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've been looking up, you know, I've been watching little videos and stuff of, you know, the big girl stripper night. You know, I'm feeling that, right? Since me being a BBW as I am, I've been looking into that. You feel me? Have you seen those videos?
Yes, and I love them.
So do I. I'm like, I know I can do that. You feel me? Maybe
right.
6 feet and everything. I'm 6 feet, bruh.
See, all right, right there. There it is. And there you have it.
I'm 6 feet.
You know,
we're going to have to put our pictures on the page. The true T page, we're going to have to put our pictures up.
Yeah, because I'm 6'2", she's 6 feet. That ain't right.
Well, you know, it is
that
what it
right.
is.
So,
but I'm
so,
saying, so what you think about it, though? I mean, besides you loving it,
I mean,
what do you really think about
I
it?
I mean, personally speaking, I think
yes.
that just because you big or whatever
mm-hmm.
Does not mean that you don't fuck.
That is right. We are some limber. We limber, man. We limber.
Because people think because you big, oh, he has a small dick. Or she, her pussy just, you know, unworkable. Wrong answer. First of all, we the ones
right.
that are making your girl come because you can't. But anyway, so.
And there it is. And we're
and
the ones that are filling up your man and sending him home to you.
Speaking of this, which is some unbelievable tang-talking, fragonocable bullshit.
Did you just say fragonocable?
Yes.
Oh, wow, okay.
Big Daddy Kane just got bigger.
Did he?
Oh, he got bigger, all right.
Oh, did you, for real?
Oh, yeah, he decided to have... He decided to have something worked on. And let's just say now he has deep cover.
Oh, man, no.
Oh, yeah, he got he to. Let me find
oh.
out. You can just pay somebody some money and they just be like, now, which dick would you like? Would you like a Tommy's? Would you like a Tommy Lee influence? First of all, if you, I'm just saying, guys, do not get married in this part. But if you had a Tommy Lee influence dick though, for real, you there's no conversation in the mix of it. Just whip it out and just let it sit there.
Right? Isn't he like 10 inches and a half, something like that?
Dude literally was having sex with his wife on the boat while he was in India.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
I'm just saying.
So he got to be like 10 and a half.
Well, all I know
I'm just
is.
Saying.
But see, y'all do. See, here's the thing, though. Y'all girls trip me out with that shit, though. Y'all be like,
what?
I need a big ass anaconda dick. Did you get it? He ripped your insides out. Now you can't have no more sex.
Well,
so,
that's for an amateur little skinny heifers, you feel me? That ain't for BBWs, baby. I'm sorry.
You know what? Mm-mm.
Wrong channel. Change the cable company.
No.
Hey,
okay.
We're going to
take a commercial. Oh, no. We don't have a commercial scene? Oh.
No, we don't have a commercial right there.
Okay, well, this is okay. So now we'll go to our segment of what this is what's going to happen. Okay.
Okay.
Now, this is going to happen. This is what Beyonce is going to do when she finds out that just because Foxy Brown can't hear straight, she's going to find out. This is what happens when she finds out that Foxy Brown's actually Becky with the good hair. Well, Bequisha with the good hair.
Wow. That's how you feel.
Oh, shit.
That's how you feel.
Oh, I feel that way. I'm saying, I'm just. Wait, hold
That's
on.
Awesome.
Hold on. Hey, Charlie Sheen, come here for a minute. Did you sleep with my wife? Yeah. So you slept with my wife with your half man, didn't you? Uh-huh. Boom, boom, doom, 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 doom.
Okay.
Okay. And this is what's going to happen on the next episode of Empire. Hi, Jamal. How you doing? How are you doing today? Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, Jamal!
Oh, man.
Oh,
man.
Okay. And this is my impression of how Timlin, this is my impression of Timlin, right? This is how Timlin be trying to make these hood anthems, right? For the show. And it just goes off really bad. They be like, they be in the studio. Hey, man. Hey, man.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to do a song called Bang Bang 2. I want to do a song called West Side for when I was trapping out there in the streets. You know that's how Terrence Howard sound too.
You, why would you? Okay. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Okay, so this is my impression of me guest starring on the show, right? Here you go.
Yeah.
And go. Hey, man. So, you ready to do this, man? Hell yeah, man. Hey, I got this beat, you know what I'm saying, that I had did, right, in the studio, and I say we should kill that, man. All right, what's it called? West Side. All right, let's do it. Bang, 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 bang. Oh, let go. Oh.
Meezy. Jen. Mr. E in the building.
Stole a J, you know.
J, sicker.
Tell you about the side of that we represent all day, every day.
A day, every day. Go ahead, baby.
My attitude, being on some other shit. Throwing up that wax. That's what we rapping, bitch. You talk up.
Listen, okay? No, stop the tape. Now, listen. I don't want that dangerous bitch around my son and my new adopted son. And cut. What?
Wow. You're so big. You're just so. Okay, FCC, FCI, NCIS, FBI. I am not responsible for the words of my co-host of the week.
Oh, you are. You are.
For
you are.
He said.
You really are.
You said this way before I even got on here. The words that come out of your mouth, I do not understand. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's great. So listen, we're going to go to a new segment where we're going to take actual titles of movies and make them funny as shit. Okay? Here we go. We're now going to go to the DVD section. Excuse me. That was lovely.
That was lovely.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And anybody don't like it, get my ass. But anyway. Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, y'all ready? Okay, Charlie Sheen is going to be in a great movie, and this will be his final film. It's going to be called Live Free or Die Hard.
No, I can't.
Little Kim is going to be in her next release. It's going to be called Catch and Release. Wait, what does that mean?
No.
Edward Snowden is going to be in his next movie. It's going to be called Fled.
You're so stupid.
Arnold Schwarzenegger will be reprising his role as Mr. Ice in Be Cool.
Wow.
So, and Heidi Slice the Madam hooked up with a disease stricken woman and came up with a movie called John Tucker Must Die.
Wow.
Don't get mad, get even.
Wow.
Usher is going to be starring in an adaptation of his song Trading Places.
Nope. Doing too much.
Marilyn. Okay, so which one do you want? The most offensive one or the less offensive one?
Probably the most offensive, knowing you.
Marilyn Manson is going to be starring in a great film called Jesus Camp.
Okay.
You'll get that tomorrow. And finally,
I don't want
George Foreman is going to be starring alongside his kids in a movie called 10,000 Black Men Named George.
See that? I can't. No. No.
So George. Remember that. Mm-hmm. Remember the ones I told you last week. That's going to be coming out really soon. And what I'm looking for is Bill Cosby and his attorney and The Negotiator. Oh, it's going to be a great time.
Wow. Okay.
What? What'd I say?
No, nothing. Nothing. Good.
And then he'll be back in the other film called True Lies.
Mm-hmm.
What? What happened?
No.
And all the characters from Law and Order Special Victims Unit are going to come together for a special movie called Scary Movie.
Okay.
And finally, Colin Farrell and what was the guy who played Superman before? Christopher Reeves. Thank you. Christopher Reeves is going to be playing in a great movie. I don't know how he's playing in the movie, but he's playing a great movie called Phone Booth. And this is about a crippled man who can't move, and he gets stuck in the phone booth. He gets a phone call, but he can't pick the phone up. So Colin Farrell says, I'll pick the phone up for you.
Hold up. Hold up. How the hell he get in the phone booth then?
I don't know.
We're done. Okay, we're done. No, we're done. Mm-mm.
No, I just wanted to find out how to. I mean, you know what's so good about this movie? Even though we don't know how he got in the phone booth, but Forrest Whitaker's good eye actually saw him do it.
That's just wrong. Okay.
Forrest Whitaker's other eye is seeing to the future. That nigga eye can see it all. He saw Prince die. Now, wait a minute. This is ridiculous. How the hell he got? That nigga saw Tupac.
I can't.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Marilyn Manson's going to be in Jesus Camp, too? Oh, that's going to be good.
Mm-mm.
They're going to try to, you know, reform him, and then he's going to set the whole camp on fire?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that the fire inside of him? I don't know which one it is.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm trying to figure. I didn't see the whole film.
It's foul already, because what you saying?
Oh, and Wendy Williams is going to be in a great film, which is going to be funny as hell. It's going to be called Shall We Dance? And she's going to be stepping on everybody's toes. I mean,
seriously,
that's one big, big... That good drink, she looked like if she rolled a man, he would probably just suffocate.
Why would you say that?
And then she goes, well, hold on, I'm almost done.
Seriously? you just had to do that, huh?
And then Caitlyn Jenner said, I know, I've been trying to tell him for a long. So we're going to let Caitlyn Jenner close out the show. You don't mind, right?
No, I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, we're good.
So I want to thank everybody for, you know, really supporting me through the transition. Even though I have the perfect tits I've always wanted, unfortunately, I still have a dick.
What the fuck?
And I want to thank everybody for, especially the daughter that I had before I became a wool man. I want to thank her for supporting me. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to the True Tea. And tomorrow night, he's going to exclusively interview me about the upcoming project I have called Boys to Men to Women.
What?
I really am, y'all. I really am. Shut up. I wasn't finished talking.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Okay, so
we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I'm Caitlyn Jenner. Tune in to my exclusive interview that we're going to have tomorrow night. And, you know, I just want to thank you. All right, hey, Kevin, you can have it back now. Thank you. All right. So that's right, guys. We're going to have an exclusive interview tomorrow with Caitlyn Jenner. I'm telling you, he had...
Don't ever do that again.
She had some very deep conversations.
It was deep, all right. Still, I've been doing this. Don't do that again. Don't do that. don't do it again.
So, there you go. Let me say something else. And Black China's a bitch. Don't say that.
Thank you. I think.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to pass this right back now to Kevin because...
Oh, my God.
What did he just say? Huh. Okay, whatever. Okay, guys, so...
What?
That's right. So tune in tomorrow. We're going to have that exclusive interview, and it's going to be really good.
What?
Yeah. And also, we're going to try to dig Michael Jackson up from the grave so we can have a conversation with him. I think he's going to talk about Thriller.
Ain't nobody has time for that. We just don't. I'm sorry. Okay, all right. Good night, everyone. This is ridiculous. We're done. No, because you're doing a lot. We're good. Oh, man. We're going to be off the air so soon. Because of your word choices. He's just...
I mean, this way he can really be a part of the songs to come out the ground.
What?
He can't take it then.
What?
Too much.
Yes.
Not really.
Oh my.
So we're gonna see. Oh man.
No, we're good.
Seriously? And then Tito gonna say, hey, yo, Kevin. What?
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Not me, him. Because what happened was he was working at Walmart and he shortchanged a customer. But anyway, good night, everybody. We're going to.
Wow. Okay.
We will thank you so much to the 2G.
What?
I am genuine. Oh, and the ever so beautiful Carter. Beautiful Carter, that's her new name. Beautiful Carter is going to be getting us out there so you can actually see our faces, which would be great. Helen Keller, I'm sorry. And this right here is none other than our host of the week, and she is Switchblade Carter.
Switchblade, y'all know me already.
Yeah, so we out, and in closing, we want to say love, peace, hair grease, and so. I told you
that. You choked on some bad hair, did you? Didn't I tell you?
I told you stop talking about me, bitch. Michael, I'm sorry, okay? No, fuck you. Remember, sing me a song. Okay. I don't know what he's saying. I'm saying that I don't trust and I don't need, bitch.
Mike, you
cuss? Mike, you cuss?
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
I do. You haven't heard my history album? I said nigga. I said shit. And I said ass.
Oh, no.
I even said fuck. Altogether, I had a gangster album. Nigga.
Ooh. What?
Good night, everybody.